This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is the season for H-1B visas, where U.S. companies once again try to hire people from other countries for a limited number of spots, 85,000, in a visa lottery. The federal government has revamped this process, and registration opened this week for the new round. Tech and other foreign workers with college degrees who are eligible will now have more leverage over their employers. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains.
Before the changes, workers would have multiple employers submitting on their behalf, which would up their chances to get a visa. The Cato Institute's David Beer.
People felt like it's not fair that some applicants get higher odds.
This year, it's the worker in the visa lottery, not the employer. So workers who before had to take a job from whatever employer won the lottery are now the ones holding the winning ticket. And they can take that ticket to multiple employers, says immigration attorney Umahani Ismail.
They have a lot more negotiating power.
Ismail works with a lot of small businesses, especially in oil and gas, who like to hire young H-1B IT workers because they stick around.
They can train the individual because they know the individual will be with them for a longer period of time.
Often employers will pay more and go through the lengthy visa process just to ensure worker longevity. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.